You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Today is September 8th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. The Cambridge Butterfly Conservatory is hosting a monarch butterfly tagging event this coming weekend on September 9th and 10th in an example of a local contribution to international conservation efforts to save an endangered species. Monarch butterfly numbers have plummeted in the last 30 years. The reasons are varied, but most of them are due to human activity, things like habitat destruction, herbicide and pesticide use, deforestation, and unseasonable temperatures and destructive storms that are much more frequent now because of climate change. All of these things have taken their toll on the monarch. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service found that since the early 1990s, the population of the eastern migratory butterfly has plummeted 90%. U.S. Geological Survey released a report in 2016 that predicted an 11 to 57% probability that this population will go almost extinct over the next 20 years. But rather than have despair turn into inaction, the Cambridge Butterfly Conservatory is holding its annual butterfly tagging weekend, where migratory butterflies are caught, tagged, and released before their southward journey that will take them 2,500 kilometers to central Mexico. The tagging event has been organized by Andalyn Toffelmeyer, a naturalist and conservatory manager at the Cambridge Butterfly Conservatory. Andalyn describes the event here.
We're hoping to release at least several monarchs at 11:30, 1:30, and 3:30. We try to time it throughout the day so visitors coming at any time can maybe catch or tune in for one of those. It is weather permitting. It's just, you know, I don't want to release a bunch of butterflies if it's a rainstorm outside. So hopefully the weather will be amenable to that.
Andalyn explained why butterflies are tagged and about the tag itself.
Yes, so tagging for monarch butterflies is essentially putting a sticker on their wings, which and the sticker has a unique code on it. We like to compare it to giving a license plate number to each monarch butterfly. Tagging is actually the reason we found out that monarchs migrate to Mexico at all. We can be proud that it was a Canadian scientist who started it. This was way back in the 70s. So doing the tagging of a bunch of monarch butterflies and eventually having somebody in Mexico find one and report it back, that was how we found out that's where they're going. And essentially, scientists and researchers have been doing it ever since because, again, it's just such a mind-blowing natural phenomenon. And with the monarch being a species at risk, we're still wanting to learn more, understand more. There's still a lot of valuable data it gives. So every year here at our Cambridge Butterfly Conservatory, we've been doing it as an education and awareness event. Certainly people love to talk about the monarch, so it's a pretty, you know, popular topic to begin with. And people can come see our staff showing how you tag the butterflies. We can explain to them how they can do it themselves. People can sponsor a monarch, by which I mean we are essentially raising money for Monarch Watch, the company who's been doing this for so long. And we do a few releases throughout the day, which is just also a very inspiring thing for people to see. We explain about the long journey they're going on and all of the obstacles they have to face and how these ones, if all goes well, will be producing next year's generation. And then we let them go. And, you know, it's just a lot to think about and realize when you see those tagged monarchs taking off, how they represent that amazing generation. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing the monarch tagging weekend for I think over 15 years now, and it's always been well received, so we keep doing it.
The tags are about 9 millimeters in diameter, about the size of a dime. Each tag has a unique ID number to easily identify where the butterfly originated from.
Back in the 70s, when Dr. Urquhart was doing the original tags, it was a little more clumsy, shall we say, where it was a larger piece of paper kind of folded on the wing. But yeah, with technology and advancements with glue and adhesives and everything, believe me, they've done actual studies just to fine-tune the tag adhesiveness for monarchs' wings. it's very small, lightweight, minimal. They even did studies to make sure it didn't affect their drag on flight very much. I've read that the tag only weighs about 2% of the monarch's whole body weight. So so they can handle it. And I mean, there's still hundreds, if not thousands, every year that are still making it all the way to Mexico with it on. So it seems to be okay.
The tag is a simple idea that has generated important and astonishing information. Angeline explains how the tags work.
So again, each year they're making the tags. You only tag the migratory generation because that's pretty much just the one that we're getting the data from about the pathways they take, the timing, survival rate, all of this. The tagging gives a lot of information for researchers. So if you put the tag on the monarch butterfly up here in Ontario, the hope is that other people, if they see it traveling, they'll record what they see. If they either photograph it or they see it on a flower and like, oh, that one has a sticker on it, I'll write down the code, and then they submit their observations. And then down in Mexico, some local communities are involved and also can make income off of recovering as many tags up in the mountains of Mexico as possible. So that's why it's kind of like this global, large-scale community science effort.
That global large-scale community science event is organized through Monarch Watch, which is a volunteer-based citizen science organization through the University of Kansas that tracks the fall migration of the monarch butterfly. The event this weekend is sponsored by the Butterfly Conservatory, but anyone can participate in the tagging process by going to the Monarch Watch website, purchasing the tags, and then following the instructions on the site. The information that is garnered from people taking photographs or even reporting back where they saw the tagged butterfly is important. Angeline describes Monarch Watch and how the data is used.
Sure. Well, Monarch Watch is associated with the University of Kansas, so I'm sure they do a lot of studies on their own, but the research, or sorry, the data they collect can also be used by any other scientist. They could get their hands on it or use it for studies and whatnot. Most of their, or at least some of their data, you can view on their website. But it's, you know, they just now have decades worth of data that provides a lot of valuable insight for a variety of people to tap into and make use of.
Projects like Monarch Watch and events like the butterfly tagging have proved themselves crucial in providing data and evidence-based information for public policy and species protection. Angeline explained how this data is revealing why and how the butterflies migrate.
The why is at least partly understood in that the monarch is a species never quite adapted to our cold winters. You know, like for a lot of our native insects and wildlife, they go into diapause or dormancy or they hibernate, but the monarch didn't figure that out. So their strategy to deal with winter is just to skip out of town, right. Not unlike a lot of humans like to go south for the winter. So the why is just that's how they deal with the North American winter. And then in the spring, as winter recedes and milkweed is still coming up, then they're essentially just following the milkweed, which is their host plant. And then they recolonize North America. We have some more glimpses now into like how they navigate in terms of how they can see polarized light or how they can maybe tell what's north and south and things like that. But I mean, I think one of the most mysterious parts of it is that there's multiple generations of monarchs throughout the summer here. And then it's only the one generation in the fall that lives extra long and migrates, which means somehow even that information about where to go and when has been passed down through a few generations worth of butterflies to make it to just that fall generation. You know what I mean? Which is very, it's just extra mind boggling because it's not like their parents showed them the way. The butterflies that are emerging right now are somewhat physiologically different than the summer ones in that their reproductive parts of their body are in kind of dormancy, which saves a lot of energy right there so that they can live extra long. They've also found that the migratory generation tends to have bigger and stronger flight muscles because they have to make the long journey. Mm-hmm. So that's also very interesting that this super generation is a little bit different than the previous few generations.
On top of their incredible migration, monarchs are important for their role as pollinators and food.
Being that they are part of the group of pollinators, I mean, I will admit that monarchs and butterflies in general aren't as effective as pollinator as some of the other kinds, but they still are in that group. And being a butterfly, being a lepidopteran, they are also incredibly important just in the food chain. So many of our native songbirds and other wildlife depend on butterfly and moth, especially as larvae. So, I mean, if that species were to be removed from the ecosystem, that would have a lot of fundamental ripple effects on a whole bunch of other species as well.
In the shadow of statistics such as 90% loss in 30 years and events like habitat destruction and climate change revealing their terrible consequences, Angeline answered a sensitive and terrible question. Are we in danger of monarchs going extinct in our lifetime?
Well, it does look that way. I will admit there's a little bit of debate on that, which is even why the government of Canada is so hesitant, it seems, to do they list the monarch as endangered or not. They still haven't quite made up their minds on that. It still is a species at risk, which means it's threatened and the numbers have been going down. And that's where a lot of the data from tagging and from Monarch Watch comes into play, because we have over 30 years now of overwintering numbers of monarchs in Mexico. It should be on Monarch Watch's website if you ever want to look it up yourself, but you can see year to year. And again, everything fluctuates in nature, but overall, the 20 to 30 years, it's been almost a 90% decline, which is significant. So I think the threat is real, that yes, the migratory population of monarchs could potentially disappear, especially if there is not more of an effort put in all countries, Canada, U.S., and Mexico, to protect its habitat. So it's a real concern.
Angeline talked about how many butterflies they tag.
During the actual tagging weekend, it might just be a few dozen or so, and that kind of really also depends on the year, because for the event, we are issued a permit. You do technically need a permit to catch and temporarily keep in captivity a lot of wild animals, but especially with the monarch being a species at risk, you need to have the paperwork, and that only lets us collect them 5 days prior to the event. So in the last like 5 or 6 years, it's been more challenging to find monarch butterflies just because their populations keep declining. But it varies from year to year. Last year we did over 50. This year I've only found 8 so far, but we're still trying. Although we do tag and release monarchs all throughout August and September as well. We do it outside of just our tagging weekend because again, it's just an important conservation project to be involved with. So, it's not uncommon for us to be tagging like 100 to 150 over the course of the season.
Now, for the weekend, the Cambridge Butterfly Conservatory is at 2500 Kossuth Road in Cambridge.
The Monarch Tagging Weekend event is included with admission, so I would still direct people to get their tickets in advance. Our Monarch Tagging Weekend does tend to be pretty popular. It's timed entry, so I mean, we do stagger people's entry times, but then people can stay as long as they want. The releases happen outside in our front garden, so I mean, if someone's coming or going, they could still see that part, but the tagging demonstrations are happening inside our gallery.
The general adult ticket to get into the conservatory is $16, and concessions go from there. Again, those times for butterfly releases are 11:30, 1:30, and 3:30. You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. This is MP Holmes, and thank you for tuning in. The music on today's show is called Maple Music by God Mode, courtesy of Expectantly Maple Music on YouTube. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this show on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.